today, visiting with Brittany Rice. Back again, Community Family Resources. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Just seems like you were here a month ago.
Yes.
Time's flying, isn't it?
It is.
We've had, and really transitioning more into the summertime, we thought, okay, here we go. But you get a lot of office work this time.
Yes.
Things like, well, we've finished up one fiscal year. Here we go with the next. You've got a few other things that are taking place. Let's talk a little bit about it. It is the new year for you guys. Again, you follow along with the July to the end of June fiscal year. So things that you were looking at coming into this year, this fiscal year.
So this fiscal year, CFR's got a few bigger projects that we're working on. So one of the ones closer to home is our Webster City location. We are working on expanding services there. They're remodeling the building we had there. So there's going to be like a recovery housing. There's going to be an expanded outpatient program versus what we'd had before. And then more mental health and psych over there. So that's pretty exciting. We're getting pretty close to being done with that.
Okay.
The other really big thing that we're working on right now is we are actually working on doing some fundraising to build a new building in our Des Moines area, which would, if anybody's seen our Fort Dodge building, it will kind of look a little bit like that. It'll be very large. It'll have men and women's residential, adolescent residential, plus outpatient and mental health in there. So it'll be pretty big.
What, a centralized facility.
Yeah, it'll be a centralized facility. Right now we have two different buildings. We're hoping to merge it.
Yeah, operating, I think, would be a little easier.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and that's something people forget. CFR basically started based out of Fort Dodge initially. And offered some services that Boone County residents weren't able to access readily. So several years ago, we had people that were involved with providing those services pushing to get CFR to come into Boone County.
Yeah.
And yes, you did.
We did.
Again, we're pretty well status quo here, kind of. We've got our office location here. We provide a variety of services.
And
kind of. Boone and Story County, we're kind of holding our own, right?
Yeah, we're our own little area right now.
There's a lot of counties. People forget. There's a lot of counties that you guys cover.
Yeah, it's about 18 counties. We cover quite a few counties. So we are working on doing a few little updates to the Ames office. Mm-hmm. We're working on redoing our parking lot because that really needs done. There's some pretty big potholes. But our Boone location is in pretty good
Pretty good shape.
Yeah, pretty good shape. So not a whole lot of work going on there. However, we are currently hiring for a brand new position we've never had before in our Boone area. And we're referring to that as our navigator position.
Okay, this is one you touched on last time.
Yes. So
we figured out how we're going to apply. I mean, you were awarded some of the opioid money.
Yep, we were awarded some of the opioid money. So we are... You know, the application period is open. Anybody can apply that's interested in it. You know, we're looking for somebody that might have some lived experience that could kind of draw on that when working with our folks. But the goal is to really bridge the gap between residential treatment and outpatient treatment to ensure people aren't falling through the cracks when they leave residential. That's been a historical issue.
So, again, for a navigator position, do they need to be from Boone? Could it be anybody in the immediate area?
So, it could be anybody in the area. It is a part-time position. So, to make it a full-time position, we're having them work out of both Boone and Webster City because we'd like to hire a full-time person. So, they'd be spending some time between both locations. So, anybody between the two areas could apply. Like I said, preference would be having some lived experience with addiction. So, they could draw on that. Obviously, they'd have to have, you know, a valid driver's license and whatnot.
Would they both be same opioid related stuff up in Webster City? So they'd be the same, just covering both Hamilton and Boone County.
Yep. I'm sure the capacity that you'd be working in two different locations might look a little different, but it'd be pretty similar.
Okay. So, and if they're interested in finding out more or at least opening up some lines of communication about it, is best to make contact with you, or is there somebody else, or go online and apply?
Go online and apply, of course, but they could make contact with myself or Carrie Lewis out of our Fort Dodge area because she oversees Fort Dodge Webster City. So either one of us would be a good contact, or my supervisor, Andrea Jondal, would be a good one too.
Okay. And again, at least to find out, is this something I would be, and can I be of assistance? That's the big thing. You're looking for somebody that's going to be able to assist folks.
Yes, absolutely. They definitely need to be like a self-starter, motivated, able to work on their own, because the thought process is they're probably not going to be sitting in the office very much. They're going to be out in the community with people.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, too. Again, the whole new position, you kind of have an idea how you would like to see it work, but it's going to be who's going to be applying those skills. So
yes.
That's what we need, is someone to go after. Do that'll be good. Time frame, obviously, you would like to have it relatively soon, but...
Yep, as soon as possible would be great, of course. Like I said, we are working on expanding those services in Webster City. So I'm sure they'd like to get that person started at least by the time that they're rolling out those expanded services, I would assume in a month or so. You know, once somebody's offered a position with CFR, there's a background check and whatnot.
Sure.
It can take a couple weeks to start.
And would you have to do any kind of facilitating it, let them know, here's what we think the scope is going to be. Can you build off that? Or
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Okay. I'm just curious because not that I'm looking, no. But those are, again, those are the kinds of things that you know people will want to know. What here's what we are hoping to achieve with this, but can you take it even more?
Yeah, so in Webster City, they would be working more under the SOAR grant, the State Opioid Response Grant. So they would be helping provide like what we call recovery support services. So they might be helping purchase like tennis shoes for people or clothes or things like that, while also doing what we call peer coaching. So working one-on-one with them to walk alongside them in their recovery. In Boone, it would be more the navigator role. So that would be bridging that gap more. The roles are very similar, but a little different.
Yeah, a little bit. Keep working at it.
Yeah.
Keep working at it. One thing I always ask you about is gambling.
Absolutely.
You know, it's still out there. Numbers slowed as we hit summer.
Yep. Numbers have slowed down as we've hit summer. I have a theory that it is because we're a little bit away from the major sports people might bet on. I know people still are betting on baseball and things like that. But football is the big one. So we've kind of gotten away from football, you know, in this season. And
the basketball tournaments.
Yeah, and the basketball tournaments, the really, really big ones that people bet on or whatever. So we're away from that. We're also, you know, a couple months out from Problem Gambling Month where there's all the media campaigning and things going on. So that's my theory is we've gotten away from those things. So now it's kind of people aren't as concerned. People aren't digging themselves in their gambling debt holes as much as during the fall, winter, and early spring.
They're keeping occupied with outdoor things.
Yeah, and they're keeping occupied with outdoor things. So yeah, I would anticipate those numbers to go back up, you know, as football and things kick back off.
Part of it is we judge it by the kind of applications of those that do the assessments and stuff. But you have some that are participating and still are participating, even during the summer.
Yep, we've still got a steady group going. I think we've got six people right now that are still participating in gambling treatment in our Ames, Boone, Fort Dodge area. We are looking at implementing a gambling group. So my counselor's been talking to her clients about that, and they're excited there. So that's awesome. And then, of course, our other areas continue to see gambling clients as well.
Different as well, but we've got one that's kind of covering our our centralized area. Other service opportunities, things that are going on. Obviously, we've talked about psych and psych-related things. So still, CFR, one of those opportunities. It's a challenge.
It is a challenge. We do have immediate openings pretty much with one of our psych providers in our Ames location. She does walk-ins on Monday afternoons, and then she works three other days during the week. And so she's just getting we're working on filling up her caseload. So that's good. We also have one other psych provider in our area that sees people for both Boone and Ames. And then, like I said, we are implementing psych in our Webster City area. So I think that's coming in the next month or so.
All right. Brittany Rice, our guest, Community Family Resources on our program today. We're going to be back with more in just a moment.
My dad, he's a double amputee and he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom. My dad is a hero. Most of our troops built this house, and it's basically made for him. My dad can get through the wide doorways. When he is making our lunch, he can reach anything we need. He'll help me build tiny projects. Life is good here. Without Homes for Our Troops, we'd be living in a home that didn't have all these features that helped him.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives.
If they get a new house like this one, it'll help them, like, do normal life. My dad's not just a hero, he's my hero.
Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Once again on our program today, visiting with Brittany Rice from Community Family Resources. Brittany, one of the things that I did want to ask you about, because I read all these press releases and I get all this stuff, but we had talked about it in the past, where over in Ames, they started having a mental health response team.
Yeah.
Called ARCH?
ARCH, yep.
Okay. And still going very strong over there. But I know this is one of those things you said, if it's possible, this would be a great program to do just about anywhere.
It would. It's a social worker and an EMT that go out on calls that seem to be mental health related. So they go out, they assess, you know, the EMT assesses whether there is a medical thing going on. If there's not, then it, you know, might just be the social worker primarily working with them to make sure they're getting hooked up with the services that they need. I know we have in Ames called them a couple of times when we've had people in crisis, and they've mm-hmm. been great. They've been able to help us get people transported to the hospital when needed, which is something we hadn't been able to do before.
And do it without having to involve like law enforcement.
Yeah.
Get in.
Yeah, it's very nondiscreet. Like there's no flashing lights. It's not an ambulance. It's literally like a van or an SUV that they come in, so it's not like really obnoxious.
Well, it's not having the two or three police cars
yeah.
and stuff like that, which has a tendency sometimes to get people even a little more.
Oh yeah, it gets people more escalated.
So this is something, yeah, but the big issue with this is always, how do we afford it?
Yes.
How do we go ahead? Because it's not inexpensive. It is still a timely service?
It is a timely service. Of course, there's salaries to pay for, the vehicle, maintenance, things like mm-hmm. that would have to go on. However, you know, if we are arresting less people for mental health issues and getting them the help that they need, in the long run, it might help save dollars.
Sure.
So
those are some of the debates that are going on. I did want to ask, because I know that's one of those things where when I first started with CFR, doing a lot of visits with the folks, and when you first came in and we're talking gambling and everything else, but a lot of it was done with the mental health first aid mm-hmm. that was going on.
Yeah.
Again, training was being done a lot through CFR. Now we have other groups that are handling a lot of that
yep.
training, but it's still an essential part.
It is still an essential part. There's still the mental health first aid. There's also psych first aid going on at this point. And then I know today, I think it's Mary Greeley is putting on an assist training, which is for suicidality mm-hmm. Between today and tomorrow. So there's still a lot of those trainings going on. It's just not specific to CFR anymore.
It's a lot of different agencies
yes.
because, again, a lot of times you have to work together.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Again, we are talking about what's going on with Community and Family Resources, our office here in town. People that do have issues and concerns, you like, just make contact. That's the
big
thing.
Yeah, just give us a call. Our folks in Boone are great. If you call our Boone office, you'll get a hold of our front desk staff, and she'll get you set up with what you need. We can do evaluations for substance abuse in person. Of course, like many agencies, our mental health therapy has a wait list, but we'll get you on the wait list and get you in as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we've got pretty immediate openings for psych.
And a lot of you do is with addiction treatments,
yes.
addictions, period.
Yes.
Because which is first, the mental health or the addiction?
It's like the chicken or the egg.
Yeah. It's one or the other. Anyway, but there are issues, and a lot of times they are all tied together, too.
Yeah.
Once again, looking for a navigator. Again, this would be for dealing with folks, opioid recovery, I'm guessing is the best way to describe it. But they can go online, go to CFRhelps.org.
Yep, go to CFRhelps.org and our careers page. You should be able to apply there. And then, of course, it is posted on like Indeed and things mm-hmm. like that.
And if you have questions, make sure you contact,
just reach out.
Ask and find out what you need to know.
Yeah.
Get it done right. Do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Once again, our Boone office down on the South Marshall.
South Marshall.
Yeah, you can find it down there.
Yeah, it's not too far from McDonald's.
Oh, right. It's around there, too. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.